Massage has an ancient and noble history. Also, we may assume maybe an ancient and unsavory history. But that's just why the World of Massage Museum has now been founded in Spokane, Washington. Robert Calvert, founder and owner of Massage Magazine, has assembled more than 4,000 objects in the World of Massage Museum. He joins us from Orlando, Florida, where he's attending a massage expo. Mr. Calvert, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, my pleasure.
I guess there's no need for a cocktail hour at a massage expo, is there?
No, there's a lot of rubbing going on, though. A lot of friendly touch.
Did massage, like human evolution, begin with the apes?
I believe that it did. Actually, I've written a book on it called Evolution of Human Touch, and I believe that primate grooming behaviors was the antecedent to human touching practices.
Mm-hmm. And is it true that Hippocrates massaged his fellow Greeks?
He's the father of medicine, but he also had a strong leaning towards massage. He was also one of the first to train women in midwifery, and part of that training was in massage therapy. He used massage as a part of his healing arts regime, yes.
What's the oldest object that you have in the massage museum?
The oldest object we have is about 1,000 years old. It's from China. It's a jade, solid jade massage knuckle. You know the brass knuckles that the gangsters used to use? It's fashioned similarly to that, where you stick three of your fingers through it, mm-hmm. and then you rub the body with it. It's surprisingly how soothing it is, given that it's such a hard stone.
Sounds like you've used this 1,000-year-old jade.
I have demonstrated on a few visitors, yes.
Hmm. What's your favorite section of the collection?
Please don't misunderstand me. The vibrator section is one of my favorites. We don't collect erotic vibrators. They're all therapeutic vibrators from the earliest hand crank vibrators that physicians used to use in the treatment of hysteria for women about 1865 to about 1880.
So what's the latest wrinkle in massage that attracts your attention?
Well, there's a lot of emphasis these days on the medicalization of massage, bringing massage into the medical setting. Hospital-based massage around the country is quite popular, and there's a new integration of massage into medical clinics and whatnot, and the use of massage therapy, a variety of technical techniques that are used in the treatment of different conditions. It's really about using your hands and delivering a very skillful touch to help the person.
Mr. Calvert, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Robert Calvert, founder and owner of Massage Magazine and director of the World of Massage Museum in Spokane, Washington.